This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A powerful explosion rocked the heart of the Afghan capital late Tuesday, followed by gunfire inside Kabul's heavily fortified green zone. Several sources confirmed to VOA that a suicide bomb attack was carried out on the house of Afghanistan's defense minister. The minister was not at home and his family was evacuated to safety. Soon after the attack, the general reassured the public through his Twitter account, saying, "Do not worry, everything is fine." Local media reported that it was a complex attack involving a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device followed by gunmen who tried to enter the house of the defense minister. A spokesman for the Afghan Interior Ministry told journalists that the attack happened in an area called Sherpur, near the upscale neighborhood of Wazir Akbar Khan. No casualties have been reported so far. Several other government officials and members of parliament live in that same area. A new report by the U.S. Defense Department says more than 2 years after the collapse of its self-declared caliphate, the Islamic State terror group appears to be trying to rebuild its army in the eastern Syrian desert using children and teenagers smuggled out of displaced persons camps. In particular, the report warned that despite a series of crackdowns by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, IS, also known as ISIS, ISIL, or Daesh, retains significant influence in many of the camps. The report said IS targets the most susceptible boys for recruitment. U.S. military officials have repeatedly warned about the potential for IS to take advantage of conditions at displaced persons camps as the group tries to regenerate its capabilities. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.